LP,
Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
Member supported.
KXFM on 104.7.
KXFMradio.org.
There are many reasons to love Fridays. One of my many reasons is this moment right here. 8 o'clock in the morning on Friday always means Chamber Chat. And with that, we have the president and CEO of the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce, Aaron Slattery, with us. A very good morning to you, Aaron.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Fabulous.
Great.
Yes.
Great.
We're almost to the weekend.
So. You know, I consider it that once 7 o'clock Friday morning strikes, we're starting the weekend. The Mornings With That show kicks the weekend off. No? Are we in agreement? No, okay. And I asked you in the lobby, and I've been asking our listeners, and we've been getting a ton of different pictures of old iPhones. By the way, I know our guest this morning, Lauren, is an Android user. We'll ask her in just a second here. But what's the oldest iPhone that you have anywhere in a box or whatever at home?
I got my first iPhone. It was the original SE. Mm-hmm. And I just recently upgraded to the new SE.
Well, that's because they kind of twisted your arm to do that, right?
Yes, they did. They forced me to do it because they stopped updating the software for the original SE, and my Audible app didn't work anymore.
Oh, yes.
So, you know how I love my audiobooks.
Right. Yeah. I know. Okay. All right. So it was time to move on.
They forced me.
Okay. By the way, we're still accepting pictures and notes from listeners at 949-715-KXFM. How did the ribbon cutting go last night?
Fabulous. Right. Virtual Refill was packed.
Excellent.
Beautiful.
Excellent.
Setting. I mean, this is such a gorgeous space they've set up. You really need to check it out. And don't be thinking that it's just for females. It's men also.
Right.
You can get your laundry detergent and your soap and your hand soap and things like that. There were several neighbors that were male, and they were saying, hey, I buy here too. So it's great. I love it.
The idea behind it is what I fell in love with. I love what it is. They're just so environmentally conscious, and the products they have, and I mention this often, the products they have are great. That's really high quality stuff at reasonably priced because you're bringing in your own bottles and filling them up.
Yes.
Really kind of cool.
And I love the name. They want you to make it part of your daily ritual to refill your bottle.
Right.
So ritual refill.
Oh, good
I love
catch.
That.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Great catch.
And we were even talking to the art affair last night came.
Right.
And they were thinking, hopefully they can do something where they use the ritual refill for the bathrooms at the art affair.
Wouldn't that make sense?
So a lot of businesses could, use the ritual refill for their bathrooms and, hotels and things like that. Right. It would be wonderful to support community business.
Community supporting community. We're supporting each other here in this community. And as I turn to your guest this morning, to our guest this morning, someone who supports this community and has been for several years. It started with the great dream of your dad. We have Lauren Siegel in with the T-shirt company this morning. Hi, Lauren.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you.
Here.
It's fantastic.
Yes.
So I should introduce the audience to first the T-shirt company and what you guys are about. You're located in the heart of our historic Laguna Village. It's a family-owned company, and really, you've been building the culture of community now for 4 decades, Lauren. That's 40 years. That's a long time, and that really has laid a fingerprint here in the community. And of course, we all know that, we know the business end of it. You offer the high quality T-shirts and sweatshirts and just tons of unique items that we can't really get anywhere else. And you are a T-shirt shop with a conscience. You constantly partner with nonprofits and you make a positive impact. Thank you for that, by the way.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me here. Appreciate it.
It's great to have you here. So, tell us what's happening there. Tell us what's happening. We most recently chatted with you when your dad released his book. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So, I'm lucky that I still get to work with my father. He's 84 now.
Right.
He opened the store in 1981. Some people can. I'd love to talk a little bit about the history. And
This is your world. This is your world. You paint it any color you want.
So once upon a time, my father opened a T-shirt shop down on Oak Street, and I'm saying this because I there's hopefully listeners who, you know, have been in Laguna that long and remember, but there was a t-shirt shop right at Oak Street. I forget what store's there right now, but it's right on the corner there on the ocean side. And so that was the first t-shirt shop.
Right.
And then he opened the one down on Main Beach in 1981. So the old one was open in 78. The new one, the other one, and the main one, which still is open in 81. And we've been around all that time, and it's so interesting. And we love telling the story when customers come in that we're a 40-year-old t-shirt shop, because they love hearing that kind of resiliency that we're still here through all the ups and downs. Right. And one of the things that's interesting is I've thought about the number of people who have been employed in that store who have come and gone. Right. And once in a while I bump into somebody, you know, who said, oh yeah, I worked in the store in 1995 or whatever. So that's, you know, kind of neat that at different times people have come through and been there.
Right. Does anyone ever come in and go, hey, you know what? I left something back behind the counter in 1984. Can I go get it?
They have different stories, usually positive. but that's fun. In fact, a few years ago, I sort of tried to put that out there to the community to come. Right. We were celebrating my father's, maybe it was his 75th birthday. And we wanted to see to kind of bring people back together, and we sort of had a, you know, some people showed up and we had a little reunion and celebration for my father, but that was, so that was nice.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So you said that you hope there's people out there that know or remember Oak Street. I'm sure, I'm absolutely positive that there are, because the last time you were here, we got nothing but phone calls and texts about your original store.
Okay.
And then in 1981, I was driving a Trans Am. I had the mullet going.
I mean, back at that time, the store was, you would come into the store and there was heat transfers on the walls.
Right.
And just blank t-shirts, and you would pick out the blank t-shirt and then the heat transfer that you wanted, and then they would press it, you know, in real time. And then, I don't know if folks remember, but we used to have these little felt, I don't think it's felt, lettering.
Right.
So we had boxes of, like, you know, little letters, and that's how you would do lettering on the shirt.
Can I be honest with you?
I did that when I was 12 years old.
I wish you guys still did that. You don't do that anymore, right? There's not the lettering?
That's a great idea for someone else's business. the custom printing is challenging. You know, I'd say we did do that for a while, and
it's time. You know, is it time consuming? Is it?
It is, and
it's hard to profit from it.
Because, you know, once, so we used to do sort, you know, a lot of that back in the day,
right?
And then my father got into doing screen printing with some surf brands, and sort of then we started getting into screen printing and buying great artfully designed screen printed designs from other vendors, and so slowly sort of just moved towards that and got rid of the, you know, make your own type of thing.
Right.
And that's where we headed. And then, as you guys know, because we've made shirts for the Chamber, we've made shirts for KX, and you know, we really wanted to do that side of the business because we wanted to have an offering that was just for locals.
Right.
So our heart was in it, but, you know, at the end of the day, it was challenging because it's not a primary business.
Right.
And, you know, we have to make money so we can pay our staff.
That absolutely makes sense.
We're not trying to make, you know, huge amount of money off that store, but it has to sustain itself, and we need to be able to pay people.
That makes total sense. We want to make it to 50. We want to make it to 60. We want to make it to 70 here.
So, I mean, saying that for folks who are listening who are kind of wondering what happened to our custom printing, you can still reach out to us. You know, we want to help you if you haven't found an alternative printer, and we can help direct you to, we have some great partners that we've worked with, and we can help, you know, we can help make them. We don't want to leave anybody
Can I ask you just a stupid guy off the street question?
Totally.
All right. One of those, the presses, the heat thing, what does one of those cost? In case I want to start printing t-shirts here at the radio station.
I don't know. I mean, you could get the cheapos, probably $400, and then, you know, to the fancies, maybe $800. Right. I'm guessing. I'm not really.
Yeah, because you're not in that game anymore, right? Tell us about your nonprofit.
This is interesting. So one of the partners that I like to direct this work to, he runs a company that employs all formerly incarcerated folks.
Right.
And it's a really beautiful initiative. And so that was my other sort of kind of having some a little peace of mind and feeling okay about it. You know, if we can give up the side of the business and then get him the business, it's like changing lives. I mean, people who have been, you know, made a mistake, paid their price for it, and now they're getting out. And as many people know, or I would, you know, I would love to more people to know how many barriers there are for folks who are getting out, and they're just trying to, you know, the majority of people, and you know, I'm making generalizations, but so many people, and I work directly with a lot of folks, really, they want to make a change. You know, they don't want to go back there.
Right.
And you know, our system imposes so many different types of barriers to folks who are just trying to get on their feet. I mean, it's really amazing.
You can never escape having been incarcerated. Once you're out, you've served your time, you're done, you want to change your life, you want it to be better. You can never escape the fact that you were incarcerated in the middle of a job interview, for instance.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and things. So really, and the thing that I've experienced, and I just want to encourage people who do have businesses, and you know, it's hard. I've heard this over and again. We hear this, I'm sure, Aaron, at the Chamber, but it's hard to get, you know, I mean, fortunately at the T-shirt company, we have a great team. We have great staff. So that all being said, I know it's challenging to make good fits and find people. And you see it. We see it all around. We help wanted signs, you know, the turnover.
Right.
And so I just really would encourage people to give folks a chance who have this record. In fact, I think it's actually a bonus because I know from experience with my nonprofit, Give a Beat, a lot of folks, and again, not all, but folks who are there, who have learned from their mistakes, who have learned to forgive themselves and forgive other people. Like, they've had to do so much growth and self-development while they're inside. It's actually required to be able to get to stay away from trouble while you're inside and actually get out. Right. So if you know, folks could be come with so much gratitude, willing to listen and grow, and just appreciate the opportunity. And studies show and statistics show that those folks stick around. Like, they're not they're not churning. You know, they're not, okay, had enough, now let me go do something else. But like, they want loyal stability and loyal. And so, and I think you can also get credits, tax credits, by employing formerly incarcerated
people. There you go.
People,
so. And I got to say this, there's
speaking of the business side.
Yes.
There's nothing more important to any foundation. There's nothing more important to any place than loyalty. And if you have someone that works for you that's loyal, my God, yeah, why not, A, first of all, give someone who's going to be loyal a second chance, and B, once they are there and loyal, is continue to honor that loyalty.
Yeah, and there are organizations that really help with the reentry. So if someone's feeling like ambivalent and they're not sure, you can go to organizations like Orange County Reentry, and you can find folks who've been sort of vetted and are ready to get placed, you know, and have, so they have this, folks have the support system,
So,
you know, so there's agencies out there for that.
So Give a Beat is the name?
Give a Beat is my baby.
Right.
All right. And we teach music.
Okay.
We bring in music programs.
I want to talk about, about all this stuff with you, but I do want to find, how's your dad doing?
My dad's good.
Yeah?
He's good. He's out in the desert.
Okay.
It's his happy place. Dio, and he's still painting.
Right.
My parents.
Tell the listeners about your dad. Those who don't know about him. So tell us a little bit about
him. He has
your dad.
A funny name, Tillman Siegel.
Right.
And
that's not a funny name. I think it's a cool name.
It is a cool name, but
very
I'm
aristocratic.
Sure, when he was growing up and he was in school, it was very cool.
Yeah, I bet you he fought a lot. He probably he's probably a good fighter.
Is that a family name, Tillman?
That's his. So he was named after a relative. I should.
It's very aristocratic.
Silly.
Really.
I think it was my great-great-great-great-aunt.
Okay. Tilly. All
right. Yeah, so Tillman. I love him so much.
All right, okay.
We have a very good relationship.
And he wrote a book.
And he, so him and my, well, back in the day, him, my mother and him met when they were in college, and they're both in the art program at Penn State, and then went on to teach art. And, you know, I kind of, sometimes I forget this part of their lives because, you know, we're running business and with my nonprofit, I work so much is around art, and art is healing and art is opportunity, and it's all the power of the arts. And that's where I actually like kind of find my passion and my hope these days in this crazy world is helping people connect with their creative selves. You know, it's just like, that's liberating. It's amazing.
It is.
It's healing.
Yeah.
And we try and bring some of that into the store. So, sorry, I'm jumping around a little bit.
That's okay.
But, you know,
that's
it is sort of, I've been always struggling since I got involved with the store 10 years ago is how do I bring the kind of mission, the vibe and the mission and bring it into the store, kind of cross over, because my life is split in two. It's the store and then I the nonprofit. And it's really, it's challenging to manage to do both.
Right,
you know, I work
right.
a lot.
You're walking so, a tightrope. You're juggling. You're doing all the circus stuff.
I want to bring these things together. So I've been chipping away at how do we integrate, you know, the art and into the store. And of course, oh wow, my dad's an artist, so that's easy. So when you go into the store, you'll see the walls are covered with his art. And then Aaron,
brilliant artwork, by the way.
His watercolors. We do get a lot of compliments because that's really challenging to do watercolors. You only get one take, right?
Right.
And then, as Aaron you mentioned, and we had that event in the store. He'd started publishing children's books.
Okay.
So then they're filled with his art, and they're all about recognizing the beauty in different creatures like hummingbirds and dogs, and he gives them personalities and tells their stories. So pretty cool stuff.
So
you can find him on Amazon, Tillman Siegel.
There you go. Thank you. And I'm sure he's going right now.
Carry him in the store. Actually, come in.
Oh,
sorry.
There you go.
Scratch the Amazon.
Yeah. Yeah, forget
that
it.
Comment.
Yes. Because yes. Thank you. That's all right. We'll remove it on the podcast.
We need to walk into your store.
Yes.
and we're gonna admire all the wonderful art on the walls from your dad, and we're gonna look for the book because we all love children's books, no matter how old we are.
Yes.
And what else are we gonna find in your store?
Okay, what else you're gonna find in the store is T-shirts and sweatshirts and souvenirs, and we cater to visitors, you know.
Right.
But we would love to see more locals come in. We do get to see locals when they're going out of town and they're buying, bringing souvenirs to their wherever they're visiting, whoever they're visiting.
Right.
And local businesses, by the way, I want our listeners to know that our KX sweatshirts and T-shirts are from you.
And our towels as well, and I
can't find a more quality product. I really can't. I'm not just blowing smoke in your face. I can do that all day long somewhere else. But I really the stuff that you provide.
And with the Patriots Day Parade coming up in March, people might want to get their team shirts or whatever team merchandise. And we know now that you have a vendor with the company that hires the incarcerated.
Formerly incarcerated.
People. We would love to be able to support not only the Patriots Day Parade and your business and the ones that you
great cause all together.
Nonprofits that we work with.
Right.
And surely, you know, the store is filled with just Laguna Beach sweatshirts. We have the school colors. We have them in maroon. And then, you know, the other thing that's great, folks, is, you know, when people come into town, your visitors coming into town to come visit us, there are several other nice shops in town. So we're good friends with George from Fond Memories. So, you know, there's other options as well, but we'd love to see you. And we really do pride ourselves on quality of the products. We are my boyfriend partner, Sasha, is really involved in the buying now, and he is very particular that everything is the colors are right and the fabric is right, and it's a lot to make sure we have the right sizes and everything. I mean, you think a t-shirt shop would be a simple business, and it is not. There's a lot of pieces to it.
So two things here. I noticed you said boyfriend and then quickly moved to partner. I have that same issue. I've been with
like
Anne Marie. I've been with Anne Marie for 18 years, and I still girlfriend still comes out sometimes. She's my partner, you know, legal partner and all of that stuff. And I get it. I do the same thing there. And I wanted to mention to you that not just being here for 40 years, but the fact that it's a family business here in town for 40 years, and you not only are here to make a profit off of you give back to this community, and you have been for 40 years. So that resonates with us, and thank you very much for that.
Yeah, always down to donate products for raffles and things like that. Another great way that I believe we do contribute is... we're a great place to work for folks in the summer, students who are, you know, really learning, want to learn and get their feet wet and start to build their resume. I think we offer a really supportive environment, and it's fun because people are come into the store and they're in great moods. I mean, they're on vacation for the most part.
Right.
So, and then you get to share all your favorite things that you love to do in Laguna. Right. And we really, that's why we say we're so much more than a t-shirt shop, because you come in, good vibes. We want to make sure that you're enjoying where you're going to go eat, and you know this cove that maybe as people don't know about, and all these gems that are here in Laguna. We kind of like to think of ourselves a little bit as a virtual, you know, visit.
A virtual tour guide.
Right. You know, sort of, because people ask us those questions. Yeah. Right. People ask us those questions, and so we want to make sure that part of their stepping into our store is part of their overall wonderful Laguna experience that they can take back home with them. And even the shirt that they get to look at, and we have people come in, you know, say, I have shirts from your store from 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. And when they have put on that shirt or that sweatshirt, like, this is a memory. It reminds them of the great time that they had in Laguna, not just about, obviously, their whole experience. Mm-hmm. So we really, that's, you know.
I'm going to walk in there in the next few days with the first shirt I got there, and I still have it. I still have that shirt. Aaron, what do you got a busy couple of weeks coming? You got a busy few weeks coming?
Yes, we do. We have the Laguna Fish Company is having their ribbon cutting next Thursday.
I just ate there the other.
So delicious.
It was delicious. The fish soup was amazing.
I gotta go.
And then the following Thursday on February 16th, we have Bart Zandenbergen's Financial Group is having a ribbon cutting. They've been in Laguna a long time, but they're finally chamber members.
Nice. Welcome aboard. Yes.
And I just wanted to remind all of our chamber members that you can do job postings through the chamber website. So I know Lauren is going to take advantage of that, but also for summer jobs and volunteer jobs and things like that, you can do that as a chamber member through our website. We have the State of the City coming up. It is coming up on April 11th.
Okay.
And we have our presenting sponsor, Empress Builders. We're so excited.
Very cool.
Yes.
Very cool.
We are still looking for a presenting sponsor for our golf tournament and, of course, Taste of Laguna. But please give me a call if you're interested in that.
Excellent. And keep in touch with me so that maybe we can bark it out for you once in a while, too.
Definitely.
Okay. Let me know how the search goes.
Sounds good. Right. So I hope to see everyone at the State of the City presented by Empress Builders.
Very, very cool. Thank you. Lauren, and how do we walk into your store? Tell us where it's at if somebody's just moved into town and they don't know.
Sure. Well, we're right in the village. We're on Main Beach. We are two doors north of the Hotel Laguna, in between Pizza Bar and C'est La Vie on the ocean side.
Beautiful. There. And we'll have you back in a couple of weeks. You and I will talk about some other stuff.
Yeah.
You good for it?
Yeah.
You-
and lastly, again, just, you know, folks who are listening who have also maybe have some kids in college that are coming home for the summer, that this, again, makes a really good summer job because summer's over and we can't keep everybody. So that's, you know, it's great for that. So I'll put the job posting on the chamber. You can also walk into the store or, you know, call the store.
Beautiful.
Get my contact information. Beautiful.
Lauren Siegel, Aaron Slattery, thank you so much for being here this morning.
My pleasure.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. 825.
Thank you so much.
825 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed Show.